With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Doctors at the hospital where House Majority Whip Steve Scalise has been recovering from a gunshot wound downgraded his condition from fair to serious on Wednesday after he contracted an infection. MedStar Washington Hospital Center said Scalise had been readmitted to the intensive care unit. The hospital added that it would provide another update sometime Thursday. Scalise and four others were hurt when a gunman opened fire on a GOP baseball practice in Virginia on June the 14th. The gunman, identified as James D. Hodgkinson, was fatally shot by Capitol Police. The congressman was struck in the hip, and the bullet tore into blood vessels, bones, and internal organs. He has undergone several surgeries. A low-flying proposal from Senator Ted Cruz to overhaul a major component of Obamacare is attracting the kind of conservative enthusiasm that could prove critical in the broader GOP push to repeal and replace the 2010 law. The Texas Republican has offered up his idea as an amendment that would allow insurers to offer bare-boned policies that don't meet Affordable Care Act standards, provided they also offer plans in compliance. Whether the Tea Party-backed Senator's gambit will help bring an overhaul bill to President Trump's desk remains uncertain, considering the proposed change could drive away some GOP moderates. And Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, warned North Korea on Wednesday that America has considerable military options at its disposal following that country's intercontinental ballistic missile launch on Tuesday. Her remarks came during an emergency Security Council meeting at the U.N. on the issue of North Korea. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, and we've got a powerful, powerful hour for you. I hope you'll stay with us. Not only breaking news as it happens, but what it means and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, no.
All right, did you know that pediatricians have been in the midst of the battle for the transgendered agenda? What does that mean? We will speak with Dr. Michelle Cretella this hour, and she's the head of the American College of Pediatricians, and it's rather stunning. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Americans, Poles, and nations of Europe value individual freedom and sovereignty. We must work together to confront forces that threaten over time to undermine these values and to erase the bonds of culture, faith, and tradition.
All right, that's the president from earlier today speaking, of course, in Poland and discussing the future of what U.S. and Europe should
approach their responsibilities in terms of protecting the free world with. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Very big show we have on tap for you today. Coming up next segment, we're going to speak with Dr. Michelle Critella, who has done a phenomenal job of documenting and studying an issue that I think is really being overlooked to the detriment of our kids. And I'm wanting to talk with her rather candidly about her new piece. She had a piece in the Daily Signal today that was simply titled, I'm a Pediatrician and How Transgender Ideology Has Infiltrated My Field and Produced Large-Scale Child Abuse. This is a pediatrician coming forward talking about the transgender agenda and what it's doing. But first, let me get you into some headlines that are taking place. The president, of course, speaking in Poland today and speaking to the world and really saying what needs to be said in many ways. He addressed the issue of terror. Cut one.
America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop. During a historic gathering in Saudi Arabia, I called on the leaders of more than 50 Muslim nations to join together to drive out this menace which threatens all of humanity. We must stand united against these shared enemies to strip them of their territory and their funding and their networks and any form of ideological support that they may have. While we will always welcome new citizens who share our values and love our people, our borders will always be closed to terrorism and extremism of any kind.
So, pretty straightforward. And, you know, it's interesting, in anticipation of his meeting with the G20, he's being this explicit in a speech ahead of that, kind of saying, hey, this is what we are expecting the rest of the world to go along with. And I'm kind of proud of him. I think he should take that leadership role. He went on to say that fighting these terror things, these strategies and these people and these terrorists, that it's going to require some unconventional thinking. Cut two.
We are fighting hard against radical Islamic terrorism, and we will prevail. We cannot accept those who reject our values and who use hatred to justify violence against the innocent. Today, the West is also confronted by the powers that seek to test our will, undermine our confidence, and challenge our interests. To meet new forms of aggression, including propaganda, financial crimes, and cyber warfare, we must adapt our alliance to compete effectively in new ways and on all new battlefields.
Which is pretty self-evident. The more that the terrorists have decided to get creative, the more we must do the same. He went on to say that Russia plays a role in all this and that it needs to watch what it does. Cut three.
We urge Russia to cease its destabilizing activities in Ukraine and elsewhere, and its support for hostile regimes, including Syria and Iran, and to instead join the community of responsible nations in our fight against common enemies and in defense of civilization itself.
That is really well said, because if we lose the ability to simply exist, of course, that is bad news for all. He went on to say that U.S. and Europe are working very hard to get rid of those forces that want to undermine the freedoms of the West. Cut four.
Americans, Poles, and nations of Europe value individual freedom and sovereignty. We must work together to confront forces, whether they come from inside or out, from the South or the East, that threaten over time to undermine these values and to erase the bonds of culture, faith, and tradition that make us who we are. If left unchecked, these forces will undermine our courage, sap our spirit, and weaken our will to defend ourselves and our societies. But just as our adversaries and enemies of the past learned here in Poland, we know that these forces, too, are doomed to fail if we want them to fail. And we do indeed want them to fail.
What I love about this president, and whether you agree with him on everything or not, it doesn't really matter. One thing you do know is that he's going to be plain spoken. And another example of that. He went on to say that we put our confidence and our empowerment in things that our enemies do not. Cut five.
We empower women as pillars of our society and of our success. We put faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, at the center of our lives. And we debate everything. We challenge everything. We seek to know everything so that we can better know ourselves.
And important to say to the gathered nations that may be watching today, because some people said that when he met with NATO long ago, there was kind of a gaping hole and something that he should have reinforced. He decided to do that today. Cut six.
Americans know that a strong alliance of free, sovereign, and independent nations is the best defense for our freedoms and for our interests. That is why my administration has demanded that all members of NATO finally meet their full and fair financial obligations. As a result of this insistence, billions of dollars more have begun to pour into NATO. In fact, people are shocked, but billions and billions of dollars more coming in from countries that, in my opinion, would not have been paying so quickly. To those who would criticize our tough stance, I would point out that the United States has demonstrated, not merely with words, but with its actions, that we stand firmly behind Article 5, the mutual defense commitment.
And that was something that he had not made clear in his NATO speech. You know what's interesting about this? Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio, glad you're with us, 888-340-3373. He's right about that. He went to NATO and he called them out for not paying their dues. And shockingly, they started paying their dues. Now, how does that work? Well, they have to believe, at least in its initial instance, that this is a president who means what he says. But isn't it interesting that they said that he said, hey, there's a bunch of you, 23 or 28 countries that aren't paying your dues. You got to pay your dues. And now they're paying their dues. I find that very cool. Coming up, lots more of the breaking news of the day. We will get into many of the things. There are some protests surrounding the G20. We may touch on that before we're done. But coming up next, a blockbuster report from the president of the American College of Pediatricians and what she has to say about how the transgender agenda is infiltrating the field of pediatrics. And what it's producing is something that's rather disturbing. Dr. Michelle Cretella, the president of the American College of Pediatricians, will join us next, and you will have a chance to hear for yourself exactly what her new report entails. By the way, I've got it linked up at the social media pages. You can check it out at Twitter, at KMC Radio, or Facebook.com/KMC01. It's Kevin McCullough on Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. My email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at kmcradio and, of course, on Facebook as Kevin McCullough. My next guest is someone who has studied what we're going to talk about for a little while. She's had some peer-reviewed articles, her most recent in 2016, that dealt with this. And she has now written a lengthy but very thorough and complete understanding of what is happening in the area of pediatrics as the what is commonly referred to as a transgender ideology is infiltrating that field. And I don't know if you've followed many of the, you know, you may see a special news magazine on television where somebody highlights, you know, a parent or set of parents that are deciding to, impose supposed gender upon their child. And this has become a very common thing in the last few years. Well, my next guest says this is not at all what it is cracked up to be. And her name is Dr. Michelle Cretella. I think I'm saying that correctly.
You're
and she's
absolutely
the she's the president of the American College of Pediatrics. So she's not only a practicing pediatrician, but she is also actively involved in her peer community. Dr. Cretella, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me on board. We are the American College of Pediatricians. It's a common mistake.
Now, yeah, there we go.
That clear because the other organization is the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Okay, fair enough.
They do support the transition protocol.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what we're aiming at here. You're actually making the argument, if I could summarize your article succinctly, that this ideology of coming in and not necessarily telling a child what their sex is actually ending up in child abuse. Help me connect the dots from start to finish on how that happens.
Sure. Basically, sex and gender has become politicized. The whole transgender rights movement of the adults has spilled over into children. And what happens is that we're basically looking at a small number of activist physicians who have promoted this protocol without scientific evidence of safety. They are telling parents, look, your child is not accepting their biological sex. You either embrace them as the opposite sex, or you're a bad parent. Or what's worse, they will tell parents, if you don't embrace them as the opposite sex, your child will kill themselves. That's
which
a false dichotomy. That
which
there's
is,
no
which is very
to support that.
Traumatic to the parent. And,
absolutely.
If the child is anywhere within earshot, oh, heaven forbid that. Well, let's talk about, okay, so how did this, in essence, agenda begin to make its way into the world of children's medicine, and how did doctors come to the decision to start advising parents in this way?
Again, I do talk about this in a little more length in my position statement, which is found on the website of the American College of American College of Pediatricians. But essentially, medicine is not immune from politics. And in the early 2000s, the adult transgender rights movement was basically meeting some pushback. The adult transgender activists are saying, hey, we were born this way. We're really women trapped in men's bodies. But psychiatrists, psychologists, most notably Michael Bailey, were writing, no, the science does not support this. So that became, the adult activists, say, okay, we're being pushed back on the science end, but, oh, look at this. If we can show the world that children are transgender, see, they really are born that. So it became, it kind of intertwined that way in terms of the ideology. The ideology became, yes, we as adults really were born this way, and look at how we're suffering, and we want to prevent this suffering in the children. Look at the there are little children who think this way, too, so they must have been born that way.
What's
so
the truth, though, Dr. Cretella? What is actual medicine tell us about children and their understanding of sex, and how fluid is it, and when does it really become something that they have a strong even identity with?
So we know that the normal development of awareness of their sex, most children will know by age three or four whether or not they are a boy or a girl. Most of them at that time will be able to tell you, I'm a boy, I'm a girl. But what is interesting is that it's not until around age 7 that children understand your sex is not something that's changeable. So before age 7, some children may believe, oh, if I dress up like a princess, I'm a girl now. So the permanence in terms of the cognitive development, the cognitive understanding of the identity is not fully developed even within the first 3 years.
How vital is it? How impacting is it that parents either affirm or help redirect those instincts when they have them? For instance, I have a 4-year-old, mm-hmm. and he asks the questions that 3- and 4-year-olds are asking when he comes home from school, and he says, you know, Dad, how come I can't wear a dress to school? And so we have a conversation about, well, who wears dresses and why do they wear them and what makes them different. But it's obvious that he doesn't have a predetermined, specific view on this, and he's
right.
looking to us for guidance. When we come back, Dr. Cretella, address that for us. How impacting is the environment around one in leading one into what is commonly referred to as transgender? We're talking with Dr. Michelle Cretella. You can read her new piece, I'm a Pediatrician and Transgender Ideology is Infiltrating My Field. I have it linked on the Facebook page, and we'll be right back. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k, taking physical possession today. It's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands, tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, this morning I ran across this piece. Actually, Alex sent it to me, and as I was looking through it, I thought, you know, this is just not being told anywhere, and that's part of what Kevin McCullough Radio exists to do, is to bring you the information that I believe is helpful. But we try to do everything we can to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, and to pursue clarity. That's the goal as we're looking at breaking news as it happens and discussing what it means and why it matters. My guest is Dr. Michelle Cretella. She's the president of the American College of Pediatricians. We are glad to have her with us as she has authored this piece. It's in the Daily Signal. I've got it linked up. I'm a pediatrician. How transgender ideology has infiltrated my field and produced large-scale child abuse. Let me focus in on that last part of the title there, Dr. Cretella. It's one thing to say that transgenders have tried to, in a sense, bring their agenda to the young people. But to make the assertion that large-scale child abuse is going on, I think, takes it to another level that we've not necessarily heard professionals speaking out on a great deal. And I'd like you to explain what you mean by that.
Absolutely. Basically, these children, there are children who are confused, absolutely voice and consistently insist that they are the opposite sex. And to actually take them and socially affirm that confusion, followed by puberty-blocking drugs, followed by cross-sex hormones, physicians and therapists are essentially taking them down this medical pathway, divorcing children from their bodies and leaving them sterilized, and permanently sterilized, and then setting them up to have surgeries that are irreversible.
Let's talk about that, starting with the puberty blockers. Why would a parent ever give a healthy child a puberty blocker?
Right, and for the most part, it comes down because the professional system has become so politicized and given into political correctness, the parent is confronted with this misinformation. They're told, embrace your child, and we'll put them on blockers, which will decrease their anxiety, or else you're a bad parent, or else the child will kill themselves.
But I can't help but think, Dr. Cretella, in the day in which, you know, everyone is so concerned about health, this is a chemical process that is artificially interrupting what their body was designed to do.
Yes. And the parents are told it's completely safe. They are told this is settled science.
Is that true?
Not true. We do not have the science demonstrating that it is safe. There is significant science that shows us these puberty blockers have cause for concern, that these puberty blockers are impacting brain development, they are impacting bone growth and development. There is no proof that they are fully reversible at all.
Yeah.
And yet that's the claim that's being made, and that's what's being told to parents. And the article, the entire journal of the New Atlantist, which is the equivalent of National Geographic, the most recent journal of the New Atlantist, goes through just the science and the fact that despite the major medical organizations supporting blockers and cross-sex hormones, the science is not there. And these children are not capable of giving consent to this these procedures that cause permanent changes like sterility. That's right. Where the abuse comes in.
You also referred to cross-sex hormones. How safe are those at child ages?
And again, we don't have the long-term data in children. We do have long-term data in adults. And
well, the adult data is not good. So why would we give them to kids?
Not. Exactly. Exactly. We do know in adults who receive the hormones and surgery that initially in adults the anxiety and the depression is relieved, but 10, 20, 30 years out, these adults have dramatically high suicide rates, almost 20 times greater than the general population.
Right.
So when you know that happens to adults, how can you justify? This is wide scale. This is going on rampantly around the country and around the world. How do you justify subjecting children to this when it hasn't undergone proper study to begin with?
One of the most important things you point out in your new piece, and it's really important that people read it at the Daily Signal. We just have 10 seconds on this, Dr. Curtella.
Sure.
But you say there is no proof that affirmation of gender dysphoric confusion prevents suicide in children.
No. No evidence. And there's no evidence that affirming their biological sex causes suicide.
Kevin McCullough Radio. We'll have Dr. Curtella back.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I appreciate the fact that Dr. Michelle Cretella took the time to be with us today, but I want you to be aware of some of the stats that she has in the piece. She said in 2014, there were 24 of these gender clinics clustered chiefly along the East Coast and in California. 1 year later, 40 across the nation. There are 215 pediatric residency programs now training future pediatricians, hear me on this, in a transition-affirming protocol and treating gender dysphoric children accordingly. Gender clinics are bound to proliferate further, she says. Now, given what we just talked about, how they do not have proof that the puberty blockers are safe, given the evidence that they have that there are significant problems in cross-gender hormones in adults. Let me reiterate what the problems are for the grown-ups taking the cross-gender hormones. It's pretty tough. Where did my list go? Hold on. Cardiac arrest. High blood pressure, blood clots, strokes, diabetes, and different forms of cancers. All higher in adults that take the cross-sex hormones. And there are pediatricians in this transgender-affirming agenda that want to give these that want to give the children who are too young to decide for themselves what they want to be permanently. 215 pediatric residency programs across the country that are wanting to put these things into kids. Transition affirming protocols and treating gender dysphoric children accordingly. So they give them the puberty blockers. They give them the cross-gender hormones. How is this legal? Shouldn't it be the opposite? 888-340-3373. I don't know. This is tough. This is tough to hear. It's tough to realize that when you've got, you know, kids that are just confused, that there may be parents out there that are going, "Oh my goodness. Oh, my son said he might want to put a dress on and he's 3. Well, we better give him puberty blockers and make sure that he isn't dictated what his gender is." And that's the general way that these stories that air on the news programs go. They generally tend to be parents that are not in any way you know, they're not going to put their authoritative foot down. They're going to say, "Well, you know, who are we to say?" And they're going to submit their children to the welfare of doctors that are going to be in this transition-affirming protocol, and this is what they're going to be. And you heard what Dr. Cretella just said. Doesn't have anything to do with science. Doesn't have anything to do with what's best for the kid. They know that puberty blockers are having adverse effects on the children, and they know that the cross-gender hormones, which they've been giving to adults for some time, have grossly negative impact on adults. So why would we allow it to be legal to do it to children? Last summer, the federal government stated it would not require Medicare and Medicaid to cover transition-affirming procedures for children and adults because medical experts at the DHHS found the risks were often too high and the benefits unclear. Hey, government got something right here for a change. They decided not to use taxpayer money to give these dangerous chemicals and drugs to children. They should be applauded. Two leading pediatric associations, writes Dr. Critella, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Pediatric Endocrine Society, have followed in lockstep endorsing the transition affirmation approach, even as the latter organization concedes within its own guidelines that the protocol is based on low evidence. The Pediatric Endocrine Society says, look, we don't have any evidence here. But we're going to endorse this protocol anyway. So if your child makes it known to their school teacher that they feel like they're not the gender they're supposed to be, they'll be referred to a doctor. You may be strong-armed to pursue a transition-affirming protocol. How do you feel about that? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Sharon is in New York. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm okay.
Just want to say this is really indicative of the devil's, the enemy's push to take these children, And as believers, we have got to organize to push back. In the same way as the LGBT get out here on the streets of New York and petitioning people to sign this, sign that, sign, we have to do the same thing. And we need to start with putting a halt on the gender neutral discussion being in the schools. There's absolutely no reason for this conversation to even take place in our elementary schools, in our middle schools. There's no reason for it.
But without parents getting involved, it's going to happen, Sharon. That's the problem. Parents have got to get involved in their local school districts.
Well, how do we as believers do this? Do we do it within our churches, signing petitions, asking and demanding a halt to this? How do we do it? Because
I think it's all of the above. I think you alert your congregation and your community to what's going on. I think someone starts monitoring the school board, and you start looking at everything that they're sending through the system. And you certainly don't take your kids to pediatricians that believe in this stuff. 888-340-3373. Thanks for the call. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. If you want to take a little bit longer period of time and send me a more reflective response to what we've been talking about, kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com. Glad to hear from you there. You can also tweet at me at kmcradio or hit me on Facebook. Facebook.com/KMC01. Let's go to Karen in Westchester, who has a comment on the fact that this doctor, the president of the College of Pediatricians, has come out and said, look, not only is this transition agenda, transgender agenda bad for our kids, it's infiltrating the world of pediatrics, and it shouldn't be. Karen, what's your thought on this?
Kevin, I agree, and I just want to make a statement. I really want to respond to your other caller who said we have to be very radical Christians and get out on the street. Well, I'm a radical nurse. I am in school, and I have the Action Bible out, and the kids are looking at it. And, Kevin, if we don't bring prayer back and start awakening the children's consciousness as to who they are going to be responsible to, not just their parents, but to God Almighty. Now that we have a president, I really think as Christians, we need to push for prayer back in school, put up the Ten Commandments, and let's get it going. What are we waiting for? We have to reverse this.
Well, and I don't know that the Ten Commandments hanging on the wall is nearly as powerful as it is if every believer in America taught the Ten Commandments to their kids and lived it out for them. You know, there's a lot that we've complained about over many years about what the culture doesn't allow us to do. Have we maximized what we are allowed to do? And I think it's going to be a hard sell to get the Ten Commandments back on the walls of schools, though I would support a move that would move us in that direction. But I do think we have an incredible opportunity with our kids every single day. I have three of them growing up in my home. I think it's immensely important to teach them that there is a difference between right and wrong. And even in this day and age, it seems like it's hard to believe that there's a difference between male and female. And yet that is something that we are going to teach, or we're going to die trying in the McCullough household, that God made us different for specific reasons and for wonderful outcomes. You know, one of the things that I think gets lost here, and it's sad to me, is that far too often we get really wrapped up in the negative of what's not going to happen, and we don't realize the good that can happen. So I want my daughter to understand everything that's wonderful about being a young lady. And I want my sons to understand everything that's awesome about being a young man. And I want to cast before them a vision that they can see and follow and try to tangibly walk in the footsteps behind. And I want them to yearn, work, aspire for those things. And I just think if we do, we can begin to have impact, if nowhere else than within our own roof. But this is disturbing. Talking to Dr. Michelle Cretella today was eye-opening to know that it is this deep into the world of medicine and that it's all political. It's not based on medicine. It's not based on science. There is no science here. The puberty blockers have negative outcomes for kids, and the cross hormone medicines are terrible for adults, much less giving them to young people. Anyway, something to think about. You want to read the article, I've got it posted on Facebook. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.